Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, all businesses had to scramble in order to keep the business viable. Unfortunately, many small businesses succumbed to the additional pressures of the pandemic. According to Vice President Kamala Harris, over 10 million small businesses closed their doors. Those that did survive had to rethink ways they reached their customers. Plus, a whole new crop of businesses opened up to fill the void created. Why were those businesses successful, and why did new businesses open up? Simple. They took advantage of the Internet. It has always been predicted that the Internet would become the predominant way to make sales, but it was not expected to take place as soon as it did. We can all thank the pandemic for bringing it about so soon. Online shopping statistics show that brick-and-mortar purchases still make up a majority of consumer spending. Nevertheless, online shopping has steadily increased. This increase has been brought about by a crop of new small businesses, direct-to-consumer retailers, and e-commerce startups. They are gaining popularity with shoppers. To highlight their effect, I've gathered some online shopping statistics that I would like to pass along. I've broken them down into 9 categories. 1, online shopping basics. 2, online shopping features and priorities. 3, online shopping technology. 4, social shopping. 5, importance of shipping. 6, abandoned carts online. 7, shopping on Amazon. 8, COVID-19's impact on e-commerce. And 9, online shopping during the holiday season. First, some online shopping basics. More than 263 million American consumers shop online. According to Statista figures, more than 263 million American consumers shop online, some 80% of the population. This number is projected to climb to 291.2 million by 2025. The most popular online shopping categories in the United States are fashion and media and electronics. Revenue in the e-commerce market is projected to reach $986.1 million in 2022. Millennials are the largest group of online shoppers in the United States. Millennials aged 25 to 34 comprise 20.2% of online shoppers in the United States as of February 2020. The second largest online shopper demographic was 35 to 44-year-olds, which accounted for 17.2% of the U.S. digital buyers. More than 55% of U.S. consumers prefer to shop online. A 2022 Radiant study on U.S. consumer behavior reports that 56.6% of survey respondents prefer to shop online rather than in person. That is approximately a 10% jump from the 2020 stats. So what do these statistics tell us? Well, first, it's no longer enough to be a brick-and-mortar retailer. There are a number of ways to add an online store component. Doing so will allow you to reach a larger consumer base than a traditional retail store alone. While the growth rate of e-commerce should not be ignored, in-store shopping will not completely go away. Instead, it will evolve. A hybrid online trading shopping experience has already started to take place. We are seeing it happen with curbside pickup, click-and-collect capabilities, augmented reality, and artificial intelligence assistance. There's still a need for in-person interactions, both for customers who don't use the internet and those who do. Explore events, markets, pop-up shops, and other in-person retail activities to appeal to all groups. The permanent retail store is still important. What the business owner should do is focus on creating an in-store experience that's synonymous with and builds on the online experience. Now you're also acting as a fulfillment center for customers who buy online and pick up in-store. Next is online shopping features and priorities. Nearly 80% of online buyers shop at least once a month. The PC Cross-Border E-Commerce Shopper Survey of 2021 shows that online shopping happens frequently for global consumers. 22% shop online once a week, 27% shop online once every 2 weeks, and 29% once a month. Direct home delivery is the primary reason for consumers to shop online. A hassle-free shopping experience is the primary reason customers buy online. In fact, 54% cite direct home delivery as a good reason to buy an item online. Cheaper prices, round-the-clock availability, and a more extensive product range also make the list. Free delivery is the leading incentive to drive purchases online. According to InvestPro.com, 9 out of 10 consumers say free shipping is the top most incentive to shop online more. Plus, orders with free shipping average about 30% higher in value. On top of that, 35% also cited reviews from other customers, and 33% mentioned easy return policies. Nearly half of consumers research major purchases online. A consumer's buying journey begins online, with 59% doing web research when planning a major purchase to ensure they are making the best possible choice. Nearly three-quarters of in-store shoppers search online before visiting stores. In-store shopping is still important. However, customers look for a seamless online to in-store buying experience. Some 70% of shoppers factor in the availability of physical stores when buying. In fact, 74% of in-store buyers said that they searched online for something in-store related first, such as the closest store near them, locations, in-stock near them, hours, directions, wait times, and contact information. And 46% confirmed inventory online before going to the store. 57% of online shoppers go to Amazon when searching for products. Amazon is slowly outranking search engines when it comes to product searches and shopping inspiration. A Wunderman Thompson survey in 2021 showed that 57% of consumers go to Amazon when searching for products, while only 31% turn to search engines. Even social media outranked search engines with 33%. 45% of shoppers prioritize good search and navigation features. 45% of U.S. shoppers cite making products easy to find as an important factor of the online shopping experience. Have a prominent search bar on every page of your website, preferably with an autocomplete feature. Also, set up navigation that includes categories and subcategories. Consider having products appear alongside related products. Clear product descriptions and images were second in priority, 39%. This reinforces the need for writing informative and high-quality product descriptions and taking great product photos. Online customers read up to half a dozen product reviews before making purchase decisions. It has become increasingly important for online shoppers to check product reviews and read up on a business or service before spending money. In 2021, more than 70% of online shoppers typically read 1 to 10 customer reviews before making a purchase decision. Less than 10% did not have a habit of reading customer reviews before buying. 75% of younger consumers want financing options for online purchases. The 75% of online consumers, mostly from Gen Z and millennials, are interested in monthly payment plans. Solutions that allow customers to buy now and pay later, BNPL, such as Klarna, Affirm, Splitit, and Sezzle, and offer monthly installment plans help increase online shopping sales. To find out more about Buy Now, Pay Later, check out the June 4th, 2022 edition of Score Business Points. Shop local trends continue as 70% of consumers shop small business websites. Intuit surveyed 1,500 consumers. They found that 70% are supporting local businesses by shopping online only or a mix of online and in-store. Many shoppers, 57%, buy local to keep the money in their local communities. Others like supporting local creators, 38%, and local nonprofits, 19%. More than a quarter of the respondents cited better customer service as a reason for shopping local. What do all these stats tell us? First, free shipping is one of the leading drivers of online sales, so you should learn how to offer free shipping on your products. Second, a seamless buyer's journey, social proof, in other words, reviews, and a good website navigation are all part of a great online store, so you should search out tips on how to grow your e-commerce business. Third, learn what you need to do to offer customer financing and buy now, pay later options to your customers. And lastly, start a blog on your site. This is one of Fit Small Business's recommended e-commerce marketing strategies. You may use it to provide valuable information for research purposes or highlight local products and artisans. Time to move on to online shopping technologies. Mobile commerce is expected to account for almost 45% of U.S. retail e-commerce sales by 2025. Mobile commerce, or m-commerce, revenue hit $359.3 billion in 2021, an increase of 15.2% from 2020. Forecasts show that by 2025, m-commerce sales should be more than double to reach $728.3 billion, and it will account for 44.2% of retail e-commerce sales in the United States. The average order value is 30% higher on a desktop versus mobile. many shoppers are turning to mobile shopping. Yet, they are still placing larger orders when they shop on traditional devices like desktop computers. In fact, in the third quarter of 2021, the average value of an order placed on a desktop was 30% higher than the average mobile phone order. 9 out of 10 shoppers believe the mobile shopping experience can be improved. It is no longer enough that websites are accessible from mobile devices. It takes more than that to succeed at m-commerce. Some 90% of consumers believe mobile shopping can be improved, with only 12% of consumers, for example, finding m-commerce convenient. Some of the impediments to mobile shopping are 42% have security concerns, 67% say pages and links are too small to click on, 36% say interruptions from messages, apps, and other programs, and 36% find difficulty finding what the shoppers are looking for. Digital wallet payments are now as popular as credit card payments. 30% of respondents in a Statista survey stated they would like to pay using their smartphones all the time. Digital payments are now tied with credit cards as the most preferred way of paying online. 2/3 of consumers would shop more if they used augmented reality apps. Augmented reality, AR, and virtual reality, VR, have the potential to increase buyer confidence by making it easier to envision product details. What is augmented reality? Augmented reality, or AR, is the integration of digital information with the user's environment in real time. This can ultimately lead to increased brand loyalty and higher value sales. In fact, according to a ThinkMobiles.com marketing experience study, 71% said they would shop more if they used AR apps, and 61% would probably choose a store that offers AR. Gamification boosts engagement and encourages spending. Gamification is the application of game design elements and game principles in non-game contexts. The retail industry is an early adopter of gamified solutions. It holds a 28.6% market share and is expected to grow further by 25% between now and 2025. Since online shopping can lack the interactive experience of in-store shopping, gamification amps up the hype by encouraging consumer behavior, such as spending more, in exchange for additional benefits. For example, according to data from a recent gamification market report by ResearchAndMarkets.com, customer acquisition can grow as much as 700% with gamification. Walgreens employed gamification tactics and reported an increase in engagement and loyalty by 30%. Examples of gamification methods include promotional contests, spin-to-win opportunities, and tiered VIP loyalty programs. Voice shopping experienced more than a 100% growth in 2021. According to VoiceBot's Voice Shopping Consumer Adoption Report in 2021, over 45 million U.S. consumers used voice technology for their shopping experience in 2021. That's an increase of 100+% from just a little over 20 million in 2018. These stats suggest that your desktop and mobile sites are equally important. Using an e-commerce platform like BigCommerce or Shopify makes it easy to create a responsive, mobile-optimized experience for all online shoppers. You should eliminate distractions in your product images. Also, make sure they stand out and are clear to see, even on small devices. Try to be detailed but concise when writing descriptions for your products. Consumers tend to quickly scan items on mobile devices. Ensuring they scroll less when reading descriptions can help increase online conversions. Enabling your customers to use digital wallets encourages them to spend because of its ease of use and increased security. Remember, security concerns account for 42% of mobile shopping impediments. Leverage technology to enhance the e-commerce journey. Visual search makes it easy for shoppers to find your products. Augmented reality and virtual reality technology allows them to have a deeper product experience, one of the things lacking when it comes to e-commerce. You can also create a virtual tour of your store to entice shoppers to visit. Social shopping is the next segment of statistics. United States social commerce sales are expected to reach $45.7 billion by the end of 2022. It is forecast that more than half of the adults in the United States will make a purchase via social media, pushing social commerce sales to that number. Among those who haven't made a purchase, 44% prefer to deal directly with a retailer, and 43% don't trust social platforms with their payment information. Facebook is the leading social platform for online purchases. An April 2021 survey revealed that 51% of respondents purchase from Facebook often. Over 47% of social media users aged 16 to 34 say they had purchased products or services on Instagram. More than half of internet users aged 18 to 34 have made a purchase via social media. As late as 2020, 39% of 18 to 34-year-olds have purchased through social media, and 15% more do so regularly. In total, 35% of all U.S. adults report having made a purchase through social media, an 8% increase from April of 2020. Insider Intelligence forecasts that social commerce will increase by 24.9% by the end of 2022. 31% of U.S. consumers use social media to discover products. According to the 2021 Shopper Experience Index from Bazaar Voice, nearly one-third of consumers in the United States rely on social media to learn about new products. In another survey from Net Solutions, 55% of respondents had purchased a product online after discovering it on social media. 11% purchased immediately, and 44% purchased later. 7 out of 10 shoppers are influenced by friends' social media posts and reviews. Social commerce is mostly driven by influencer marketing, mainly banking on user-generated content, or UGC. UGC has been proven to be more effective in brand advertising. 71% of U.S. customers said that posts from friends or acquaintances on social media were influential in their purchasing decisions. Purchases via social media are becoming more common. Younger generations are already making online purchases via social media, and it looks like this trend is here to stay. According to an eMarketer study, the number of social buyers in the United States is expected to rise from 60.6 million in 2019 to 108 million in 2025. That's more than a 75% increase just over a few years. So what do these facts tell us? They tell us that Facebook and Instagram are the most popular social media platforms consumers use for purchasing online. You can reach these shoppers by setting up a Facebook shop and using it to create a shoppable Instagram page. These platforms also provide many tools for listing products and creating ads to help drive more sales. They also tell us that you should mix your social content with engagement and promotional posts. You don't want your audience to feel overwhelmed with too much marketing and advertising. For more information on the importance of social media, check out the July 23, 2022 edition of Score Business Points. The next category is the importance of shipping. U.S. click-and-collect sales reached more than $70 billion in 2020. What is click-and-collect? It is commonly referred to as curbside pickup or buy online, pick up in store. So we're talking about a shopping trip where the goods are purchased online. They are then picked up by the consumer at a designated location, either in store or curbside. Click and collect is gaining popularity with shoppers, with over 9 out of 10 shoppers deeming the option convenient. This is because the model allows consumers to browse and compare products from the comfort of their homes. They then can pick up the product immediately without having to wait or pay for shipping. In 2020, eMarketer reported $72.5 billion in click-and-collect sales in the United States, and it is predicted to exceed $140 billion by 2024. Because buy online, pick up in store, and click-and-collect are such big trends, many POS systems now come with those order fulfillment capabilities built in. Online shoppers expect 2 to 3 day shipping. According to Shippo.com's 2021 annual State of Shipping report, the most popular delivery window for online shoppers is 2 to 3 days. 48% of consumers and 41% of merchants prefer it. Additionally, 18% of consumers want same or next day delivery. Only 10% of shoppers don't care about shopping costs. According to that same Shippo.com report, 83% of consumers prefer stores that offer free shipping. Of those surveyed, 33% would only purchase online with free shipping, and only 10% of shoppers surveyed reported not caring about shipping costs at all. In spite of the value of free shipping to many consumers, only 22% of merchants always offer free shipping, a 10% decrease from 2022. Half of online shoppers care most about free shipping on returns. When it comes to returning a purchase, free shipping is the most important consideration for 50% of U.S. online shoppers. This is according to the same Shippo.com 2021 report. In contrast, 31% of shoppers care most about the ease of processing a return. Studies show that 67% of shoppers check a merchant's return policy before making a purchase, and 92% will buy from the brand again if it makes it easy to return. Let's look at what those statistics are telling us. They're telling us if foot traffic is slow or your retail store is closed, then consider using it as a fulfillment or warehouse space. Adopt new processes like curbside pickup, local delivery, or click and collect to encourage more sales. They're telling you, shop around with different carriers to find the most cost-effective option. Remember to balance budget and delivery time. You can also consider allowing the customer to choose from various shipping options. And they are telling you to encourage consumers to shop by having a clearly communicated return policy that includes free shipping. Display it on your website footer, product pages, and your FAQ section. Abandoned carts is the next group of statistics. 80% of online shopping carts are abandoned. For small online retailers, it can take a lot of advertising to bring new consumers to your website. However, getting shoppers to your site is only a small step toward converting them into paying customers. You need them to add your product to their shopping carts and complete the checkout process. But on average, 80% of all online shopping carts are abandoned. This is according to SalesCycle.com's ebook, The 2021 E-Commerce Stats Report and Data-Driven Decisions. Abandoned cart emails see a 15% conversion rate. Abandoned cart emails are simple to set up and automate, and it can be an easy opportunity to seal the deal. According to Barrilliance.com, cart abandonment emails earn an average of 15.2% conversion rate. So what do these stats tell us? Don't forget to customize the checkout experience when you build your online store. Create as few steps as possible to make it easy for shoppers to complete a purchase. Incorporate automated abandoned cart emails into your retail email marketing strategy. Once you set it up, the email will be automatically sent without manually triggering the follow-up campaign each time. This is one of the easiest and most passive ways to increase online sales. The next group of statistics shows the power of online shopping on Amazon. Amazon is the most visited online retail website in the world. According to WebRetailer.com, Amazon registers 2 billion monthly visits in the United States alone. This figure is 3 times the monthly visits of eBay. They trail behind at second place with close to 700 million monthly visits. Shoppers are more likely to buy from Amazon than elsewhere. A JunglesCount.com 2022 second quarter trend report said not only do about half of consumers visit Amazon at least once a week, they are also extremely loyal to the platform. More than half of U.S. consumers start their purchase journey on Amazon as well. And within that group, 63% of them do product searches on the platform before doing so on search engines. Most internet shoppers use Amazon because it offers everything they need. Consumers report a number of reasons for shopping at Amazon when making online purchases. Statista.com says that 66% of U.S. consumers who responded to their survey shop at Amazon because it offers everything they need, followed closely by receiving free shipping because of Prime membership. You know what these statistics are saying? Though Amazon might not be a core part of your strategy, it's a helpful tool to drive online sales and build brand and product awareness. Amazon already has brand recognition and trust, so shoppers unfamiliar with your brand are more likely to trust a purchase through Amazon than directly from you. Consider selling a few select products on Amazon and keeping the rest exclusive to your store and website. Include extra benefits for shopping directly, like referral codes, customer rewards, and discounts. Time to look at the statistics on the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on e-commerce. U.S. e-commerce experienced nearly a 15% growth in 2021. Even with pandemic restrictions easing and people starting to feel more comfortable shopping in stores, U.S. e-commerce revenue for 2021 were lower than 2020 as a percentage of overall sales. However, the Census Bureau of the Department of Commerce reported that e-commerce still grew by 14.2% that year. Online grocery spending has not decreased despite restrictions easing up. During the pandemic, online grocery ordering became the norm, and it shows no sign of stopping. Even with restrictions easing up, BrickMeatsClick.com reported that 1 out of every 2 households in the United States placed an order online for groceries in 2021. Those sales registered $97.7 billion via pickup, delivery, and ship-to-home channels. Shift from need buying to indulgent shopping post-pandemic. According to a McKinsey report, 51% of U.S. consumers have expressed the desire to splurge and indulge after restrictions eased up, with the sentiment building up since February of 2021. Overall optimism that the economy will rebound and recover has slowly been increasing from 34% in July of 2020 to 44% in October of 2021. There has been noticeable shifts in consumer shopping behavior, and these changes are likely to stay. Consumers prioritize convenience, shift to value, and will continue to support brands that share their same values. Omnichannel experiences, such as the ability for consumers to purchase online and pick up their orders in store, increased store visits by 80%. Global searches for Along My Route were up 1,000%, and curbside pickups were up 3,000%, as being indicative that consumers will most likely choose retailers who offer more fulfillment options. Shoppers are also starting to spend their money on businesses whose values align with theirs. Google reports that searches for ethical brands and ethical online shopping in 2020 grew 300% and 600% respectively. This was further validated by an Accenture survey that said 45% of consumers have started to make more sustainable purchases in 2020 and expressed intent to continue doing so. What we learn from these statistics is, though the coronavirus wreaked havoc on the retail industry, it also revealed new opportunities for brick-and-mortar stores and e-commerce sites alike. One advantage of being a small business is that you're more nimble than the big-box retailers. You can more quickly adapt to new trends, guidelines, restrictions, and customer behaviors. As more shoppers expect a seamless shopping experience, ensure that your business can adopt a multi-channel or omni-channel retail environment. Brand loyalty might have waned, but there are still ways to foster customer loyalty and build a loyalty program. Now that consumers are excited to spend, ramp up your online marketing efforts to increase online sales. Now the last group of statistics, online shopping during the holiday season. 2021 brought the first $200+ billion holiday season in the United States. Business.adobe.com reported this record-breaking spend is a 44% growth from 2019 and an 8.6% growth from 2020. The retail sector reported more than $3 billion in revenue for 38 days compared to 25 days in 2021. Here are some more key findings from the Adobe Digital Insight 2021 Holiday Shopping Results Report. Inflation and supply chain issues resulted in less seasonal discounts, a savings of $9 per $100 versus $14 per $100 in 2020. There were only two categories that gave big discounts in 2021, apparel and toys. Products and categories that produced up to three times their preseason sales were toys, video games, gift cards, and books. Buy now, pay later services popularity reached new heights with more consumers taking advantage of deferred payments, an almost 500% growth from 2019. U.S. consumers spent $33.9 billion online during Cyber 5, a 1.4% year-over-year decrease. The five-day stretch from Thanksgiving to Cyber Monday, known as Cyber 5, fell short of the 2020 digital revenue of $34.4 billion. But it still reflected a 19% increase over the more normal pre-pandemic spending levels in 2019. This isn't surprising, as research firms such as Digital Commerce 360 predicted a slowdown in e-commerce growth during the Cyber 5 because of rising costs and supply chain issues. Those reasons, coupled with more shoppers doing in-store shopping in 2021, meant digital revenue wasn't able to increase this year. However, it's worth noting that nearly half of U.S. shoppers, 49%, took advantage of early holiday sales before Cyber 5. The National Retail Federation, NRF, reported that retailers were honest about the status of their overall retail environment, like inventory shortages, creating incentives for consumers to shop early, and shoppers responded. Cyber Monday was still the biggest online shopping day of 2021, with consumers spending a day's worth during its golden hours. Cyber Monday claimed the top spot among all Cyber 5 shopping days for online revenue and is the biggest online shopping day of the year to date, hitting $10.7 billion in sales. In fact, during its golden hours, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific time, consumers spent a day's worth of shopping, over $2.8 billion, which is nearly 50% more compared to the $1.9 billion spent on an average day in August. The golden hours brought in over 26% of the day's revenues compared to an average of 14% on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Here's an interesting fact. Did you know that more than 80% of the top 100 online retailers offered a sale on Cyber Monday? Interestingly, discounts were offered a week before Cyber 5 and at the same discount level. This confirms the holiday sales trend of spreading out sales over the holiday season instead of offering it during Cyber 5. 40% of holiday shoppers in the United States are considering shopping earlier in 2022. According to business.adobe.com, despite having a year to prepare, consumers still received an all-time high of 6 billion out-of-stock notifications in 2021. That was an increase of 253% over 2019 and 10% over 2020. Stock issues have been in consumers' minds. According to thinkwithgoogle.com, over 50% of shoppers are planning to shop earlier to avoid purchasing out-of-stock items. This trend will most likely continue each year. Last year, 31% of U.S. shoppers started their holiday shopping in June, and 37% of shoppers who shopped last holiday season wished they had started shopping earlier. 43% of online retail sales for the entire holiday season were done from smartphones. Consumers continue to show increased reliance on smartphones for shopping. Data shows that in 2021, retailers saw 50% or more of their sales from smartphones on 6 days of the holiday season versus only one day, Christmas Day, in 2020. Based on these statistics, here are some suggestions for 2022. Start early. Create a holiday retail gift guide and disseminate it to your customers via email, brochures, and direct mail. Capitalize on holiday sales season. Think of creative ideas for promos. Plan ahead and use recommended strategies and sales tips for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Offer customer financing with Buy Now, Pay Later merchant apps. Improve your mobile shopping experience. Stay focused on Cyber 5 weekend. Ensure your website is ready to handle the traffic surge. Also, make sure your support hotline is able to take in inquiries and customer requests. Manage logistics. Provide multiple fulfillment options, including curbside pickup and buy online pickup in store. These shopping online statistics show that having a digital presence is critical for retail businesses. It's more than just a place to sell your products. Consumers are also using retail websites and social media to discover products, read reviews, and compare pricing before making a purchase online. Online shopping may have experienced a surge due to COVID-19 pandemic, but it is not going anywhere. It's time to learn how to take your online sales to the next level. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a business topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.